What's good, everybody? Obviously, behavior has changed, and with people commuting less, the long form podcast is something that I want to challenge. So we've come up with this idea of doing 3 a day, 5, 6, 7 minuters. Always innovate, always challenge yourself, always try new things. I hope you get a ton of value out of this, and I'd love to hear feedback on Twitter, on my text platform, in my Instagram comments, anywhere. Leave some feedback on this 3 podcast a day little concept. We'll try it for a couple weeks. We'll see what's up. Hey, it's Monday morning. You know what I think about Monday mornings? We don't have to go into that. Or maybe you don't. And if you don't, go to Google right now and put in Gary V Monday morning. You will find a very iconic piece of content, at least in my little ecosystem. Just want to remind all of you that tomorrow is the podcast that I'm super excited about. Tuesday, In My Feels with Noah Cyrus. I was on their podcast as a first guest, but me and the team realized there was something real special that happened there. And so I want to make sure you check it out. Set your reminders. Do not miss tomorrow's podcast. One of the more important pieces of content that I'll ever put out. They did such a great job to get me into a mindset that led to some new insights articulated in different ways. I just have a feeling a lot of you will be impacted.
This is the Gary V Audio Experience.
When I first started doing business videos instead of wine videos, my views collapsed because my audience was wine people.
Yeah.
But then I just built it back up. You can't live your life predicated on how many views the video is going to get on YouTube. It's the biggest important thing for content producers to understand. Everybody's getting caught up in likes and subscribers,
right,
instead of actually living their fucking life. Then every single thing that you should be putting out has nothing to do with likes or subscribers. Right. It should be like, what in the world is gonna help this developer? And you have to make that content with the expectation of them never buying your product.
Right.
Then you'll grow.
Yeah, that's true.
I know. True. You know how many people I've changed their lives and made them millions of dollars and still haven't bought a sneaker or a bottle of wine for me? And it doesn't bother me one bit. The number one non-conversation going on in today's society around influencers and other things is the talent part.
Mm-hmm.
Like, right. Now, talent comes in all shapes and sizes. Your talent may be that you're a model. You're just very attractive.
That's me.
Right?
No, that's not me.
Right?
Okay. Yes.
Or right. A comedian, right. Or an athlete, or a thought leader. I do believe that education and entertainment are the two pillars. But yes, I mean, you know, back in 2006, I started making wine videos on YouTube. In 2007, I aggressively put out content on Twitter. Had the things coming out of my mouth not been interesting to people, I would not be sitting here with you right now. It's not super complicated. Most people have taken some version of an attempt to become somebody people know on the internet. Most people. You know, there's a set that's very private. Most people have taken a dabble.
Yep.
Into a LinkedIn article, into a nice photograph they posted on Instagram, into a single YouTube video, a couple clever tweets. Most people have tried.
Right.
Empathy is the secret. I believe I sit at where I am in Lexicon, which is, I think, a winning player in today's new environment, because I'm empathetic to my audience. I put out content that brings them value, not makes me feel good about myself.
Right.
Making it is the biggest conversation that entrepreneurs like you and I who've made it need to start helping the next generation. Because making it, I believe, if you love Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles and you make $100,000 a year because you have 4 sponsors, Nickelodeon,
right,
you know, the convention, who knows, right? And you make $100,000 a year hosting a TMNT, you know, Teenage Mutant Ninja, like podcast and an Instagram account, is a much better life than making 213 as an executive,
totally,
at McKinsey and being grossly unhappy and taking sleeping
pills. Right, because
pills.
I mean, the term making it is so relative.
No, and I'm so glad you're jumping on this. It is probably, I believe that with anything that works out for you, there's, I don't think it's a sense of responsibility, but I like giving back to the game that put me on.
Mm-hmm.
So I love entrepreneurship so much,
mm-hmm,
that like so much of who I am and what I'm about is to give back to the system.
Yeah.
But you have to update the system. And we have to update what being successful looks like. It has to be happy, not rich. It has to be.